This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Nectar Sleep, the most comfortable bed possible. Save 33% off and get free shipping with code MMA Nuts. Ice Barrel, cold therapy training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 615.
615!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
This ever happened to your Zevia before?
What's that?
I don't know. It just blew out in the fridge.
Yeah. It's weird. That happens everyone. I think I have one in my fridge right now that actually happened on.
I saw it.
A delivery or?
I don't know. It was fine when I put it in and then pulled it out. I was like, ooh, I better drink this because I don't know what's going to happen.
You're going to get the HIV.
Yeah, I'm probably dying. This probably has, what is that, botulism inside?
Yeah, so bad.
The cans.
I think that's good for you these days.
Yeah. I mean, as good as COVID, I'm thinking. Probably similar.
Crack rocks, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was trying to think to talk about. How about that beautiful 90-degree weather we've been having here?
Oh, man, I'm loving it. It's hot, but it's not too humid. So it's like, it feels like July, late July, early August weather without the humidity. It's great.
Super and then we happy. Got the Canadian haze from all their forest fires that have been like obstructing the sun. So yesterday being outside, there was a nice filter. So it's, the sun was out, but the sun didn't feel hot, even though it was blaring. So
Does that mess with your sinuses though? Like, cause
I had a hard time. Like my family, because we just got back from Michigan, we had a hard time breathing because of that shit. That's what I'm assuming it was, just the air quality. Because I think there was a pollution warning or something telling you the air quality is shit. So it seems like the air is thicker. So I'm having a hard time breathing.
Yeah, there. If you go into the weather thing on your phone or whatever, mm-hmm. at least for iPhone, there's an air quality alert at the top. It's been there for a few days.
Yeah. So it's stupid wildfires in Canada's fucking us up.
Crazy.
It's cunts.
Damn Canadians.
I know. And they're fucking poutine and wildfires. So let's talk some UFC. Something happened over the weekend.
It did. Well, couple things. I mean, I just want to say congrats to Jim Miller for getting a freaking like what 40-50 second KO against Butler, looking good, you know.
Pull up his stats.
I'm not gonna play the video even though I really want to.
I know, it was awesome. So now he is the all-time winner for most victories in UFC history at 25. And look who else is on that list, who also unfortunately got KO'd. Andre Arlovsky and Donald Cerrone at 23, Damian Maia at 22, Rafael Dos Anjos, John Jones, Charles Oliveira, and Dustin Poirier at 21. Mm. And Jim Miller had some feedback for the MMA media. Apparently, they've been asking his wife who he's going to fight next.
For the love of God, folks, to all like the MMA media people out there, stop asking my fucking wife, like sending her messages, asking her about what's going on. Like, fucking A.
Is that you, Ingo? Because didn't what? We run into his wife in the crowd at one of the events? I swear. Yeah, we did.
Maybe that was me. I was like,
Are you fucking hitting her up?
It's not me. So, okay. It's not me. But although, at the time, I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
She was kind of looking attractive that night. So
I hear what you're saying.
So,
and then Jim Miller also. So here's a weird one. So he fought at UFC 100, UFC 200. He said he's eyeing UFC 300.
But do you know who also fought in that same cadence?
No, who?
Brock Lesnar.
Oh, wow.
Fought at UFC 100, fought at UFC 200. Can we get a little Brock Lesnar at UFC 300 against fucking Jon Jones?
I mean,
make that shit happen.
We're close. Although that's kind of, that's like a year away, probably, in this case, no?
Or 10 months. I don't know. There should be a, what, UFC
11 events?
289. Yeah. So 11 months. You're right. About a year. Unless they want to speed some shit up because they're trying to squeeze some numbers, but
everything's now a numbered card moving forward.
Well, they're kind of shitty, but, and then also Jim Miller talking about how he wants to move up to 170, and Matt Brown said, hey, I'll welcome him to 170 if he wants to come up and get some. Holy fuck, man. I'm like, that's cool. Like, I like all this shit. And how about the legendary mullet on Jim Miller?
It's pretty
epic.
I
appreciate that.
I mean, I like it. So
fuck yeah.
I like it.
And then besides the Arlovsky loss, which I don't really want to talk about.
It was bad. Yeah, he ate a nice right hand. Very sad.
I'm ready to move along.
Okay.
Well, unless you have any other fights.
No, we'll get out of there. All good. All good.
This episode is brought to you by Raid Shadow Legends. It's premiered an animated limited series called Raid Call of the Arbiter. You can watch it for free in the game with new episodes out every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern until July 20th. And the series is off to a great start with over 5 million views of episodes 1 and 2 so far. Thousands of positive comments. People are loving Raid Call of the Arbiter. The limited series expands the world and lore of Raid, exploring the backstories for many of the champions you see in Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends continues to celebrate a bunch of the Call of the Arbiter related features with new champions, more lore connected to the series, and a bunch of activities you can still take part in. There's lots of new stuff for Raid fans to sink their teeth into, as well as stuff that may interest you. You bounced off of Raid before, it's live now, so jump in and start from the beginning. Everyone will get a chance to get Artak, one of the five new characters from the show, as a playable legendary champion for free just by logging into Raid for 7 days between now and July 24th. And if you haven't started playing Raid yet, use my link in the description or scan my QR code to get insane bonuses. We are talking an epic champion, Talia, and other useful things. Once you're in the game and crushing your enemies, come find me under the name GrimSleeper73. And if you're fast enough, you can join my clan. So just hit my link in the description and I'll see you on the battlefield. Use my link to install Raid and new players will get a bunch of bonuses. What else is happening? Because I got to reload a drink.
Let's see. Well, let me see. I have a bunch of stories. Let's start with a positive one. So our friend Patty Pimblett.
Yes.
Over the weekend, tied the knot with a longtime girlfriend. Here he is. Looking happy.
Wow.
Laura She's and Patty. You know.
That's impressive. I didn't think he would be pulling that kind of.
He's a happy guy. Stuff. Look at that. So good for him.
Like he's in shape, like he's in fight shape.
Good for them. Well, for the wedding, right?
Yeah, until the pictures are done, and he's gonna blow up like the fat fuck he wants to be. Mm-hmm. I gotta appreciate this. I myself will indulge every once in a while and blow it up, and then you gotta fucking rein it in.
Yeah, he's like fat guy stuck in a skinny guy's body. You know?
Seriously. Yeah, I don't know how that longevity is, but. I don't think you want to be too dialed in like a GSP because I think you go crazy, but there's
too intense. There's
yeah, you got to find a balance because I don't feel like GSP really enjoyed his fighting career, even though he was super successful. And you got to find, I think Patty probably goes a little too hard on the food, but. Mm-hmm. I can understand it. And I respect that he's got a plan and he's working. It's working out for the most part. So we'll see how his career handles out. He's no fucking GSP. I'm not making that fucking comparison.
Okay.
I'm just saying like GSP was a psycho or even like a Rich Franklin who would weigh his food. Right. Like kind of psycho, but those guys were very successful. There's probably a reason for that.
Yeah. I mean, but it takes its toll. You know, I think George, I mean, I'm not diagnosing him with this, but it seems a little OCD. So
for sure,
I think that plays into some of that. And I remember when we met Rich in Chicago at that like Thinks the thing. Remember?
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
I think you asked him like, "So, you still like weighing your food and stuff?" Or I asked him, I don't remember, and he's yeah. like, "Yeah, he's like, yeah."
It never ends. It fucking never ends.
I was like, "Really? Okay."
Trying to bait him back into a fight. Like, don't. Yeah. Are you gonna fucking come back and fight? He's like, "Well, I still have one fight on my contract, but." Like the fucking VP at 1FC, it'd be kind of weird to come back to the UFC for a fight.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, come on. You're my favorite fighter.
You should get that Boss Rutten nose first, though, just in case.
Yeah, for sure. And don't fight any Southpaws. That was well, fucking his kryptonite. So.
It was. Yep.
Yeah, it's good times, man.
It was. I agree.
And we got a numbered card this weekend, Ningo.
I know as, we do. 289.
Yeah.
Vancouver. British Columbia.
This might be the most epic card ever put together in the history of the UFC. We have Nunes versus Aldana. Wow. That is fucking cool. Champion versus number five.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. Why the fuck? You got Charles Oliveira, Benil Dariush. That should be your fucking main event. I don't give a shit about this woman's fight. That's dog shit.
Because it's the champ. You know, if one of those guys was the champ, they'd be the main event. But I agree. Like, I think that Oliveira Dariush fight is going to be off the hook. Like,
yeah.
I think that's going to be a barn burner. Are they going only three rounds?
I hope it's five. I'm just going to assume it's five, and then I'll feel better. Because if it's not, that's blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you look at the rest of the card. So then you have two guys who aren't ranked. A number 13 versus unranked versus unranked. And then you come down here. I would rather see Roundtree and Dickhouse, however you want to say that. Dickhouse is probably better. I think that one should be on the fucking main card. God damn it.
Yeah.
Look at you got number 13 versus number 13. Fucking A, man.
It's going to be awesome.
13s are wild.
Absolutely.
And even this fight, I'd go for a little Miranda Maverick versus whoever the fuck she's fighting. But you get the oh, there we go.
Yeah,
we got one no picture. But the point is, come on, UFC, what can we do better? Can we do better? That's all I'm asking. You're fucking phoning it in on this card. It's
well, even so, like you know, Joe Rogan is not going to be calling this card because it's out of the country.
Yeah.
You know, so I think Paul Felder is going to be in his stead, right? So like this all feels a little watered down in my opinion the way that's being presented at the moment, but
yeah.
I don't know what are you going to do.
And then I'm worried about Nunes cuz I thought I just read something with her talking about, "Oh, I feel really content right now." Almost like she's going to either retire after this fight or she didn't train hard enough for this fight. So I will not be surprised if she fucking loses. I'll just say that. I don't want to jinx the lady. I'm just saying. Speaking of which, we should probably talk about some sponsor action.
Let's do it. Manscaped.
Yes, go ahead.
Manscaped. It's Father's Day is right around the corner, and you haven't gotten your dad anything yet. Don't worry. That's where the sponsors of today's show, Manscaped, comes in. You and I both know he needs some serious grooming in his life, so grab your dad the Performance Package 4.0, and he'll thank you for helping him tame his beast. It's a win-win situation for both mom and dad. Go to manscaped.com/MMAnuts for 20%.
This is totally not fucking weird.
Okay? I'm having visions and I don't even want to.
I don't want to have like, any visions of either of that. So I'll just say, imagine surprising your dad with a sleek, well-designed and optimized grooming kit that says your balls will thank you on the box. I'm sure he'll be super fucking appreciative for that on Father's Day, because you know I am a father, and the thing that I would want is like I really want my daughters to buy me a ball shaving kit for Father's Day.
Yeah, I mean I would be appreciative, definitely. But hey, if you're gonna go out and do that, make sure you take advantage of that 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. And don't forget that you came from your dad's balls. This year, show your original home some love with Manscaped.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my. We're earning our dollar
here. Man, it got hot in here real quick. Oh,
it's all good.
This episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Well, just keep it simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. And BlueChew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try BlueChew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS. To receive your first month free, visit BlueChew.com. You heard me, BlueChew.com. For more details and important safety information, we thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast.
We're
also brought to you by Barbell Apparel. And Barbell Apparel's annual Memorial Day sale is back. I believe you're still running, or you still can get a limited time any athletic fit jeans, chinos, or anything pants for just $99. And we got the sweet shirt on yet again, and my kung fu pants. Like I said, I think it was last week, that probably the best fitting, comfortable pants I've put on in forever. I can't remember. Feels it's stretchy, almost like sweatpants. And I was firing head kicks at my family members. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's all good. Love them.
Yeah, I agree. Super breathable, real comfy. Even in the hot weather, I was wearing them the other day when it was like 85 out and didn't feel like, you know, gross or anything.
Yes,
it's good stuff. And they're offering up to 40% off any overstock items. They sell out every year, so be sure to grab yours before they're gone. Barbell Apparel backs up their clothing with a no question asked 365 day guarantee. If anything happens to your clothing, they'll help you repair or replace it so you can get back after whatever training, adventure, or mission your daily life demands. Go to barbellapparel.com/MMANuts to save today. Yeah. Oh, I forgot my hat. My bad. It's hanging up. I wear it all the time. I was out gardening the other day and wore that hat. I was like, poof.
You got that sweet one. I like that green one.
That green one. It's a good color. It's a good gardening hat, you know? And that's when it gets too stinky, you can just probably wash it. I haven't tried that yet, but that's just toss in the wash. It'd be good.
Yeah. I mean, usually I just hand wash them and then just dry them out. If you dry them in the sun, it's even better. Because then the sun will kill a lot of fucking bacterias.
Okay.
Because the hats, they get stinky as fuck if you've been sweating in them.
Yeah, someone was telling me something about a thing for the dishwasher. It's like a little holder. Where the
puts I have the, one.
Do they work?
Yeah. I use that when I dry it. Like I'll hand wash it delicately with dish soap. And then rinse it out, and then I'll put that so it helps keep its shape as it's drying, because otherwise it could potentially fold in on you. And I'm like, oh no, I've just fucked up my sweet hat. You have to take care of your hats. So back to the show. What else is happening out there?
Well, I got me a little Rachel Ostovich posting some stuff,
you know,
on Instagrams.
I like that. You know, my favorite outfit, is her Wonder Woman outfit.
You like that one, eh?
The weigh-in.
She's like, hello, guys. A little pool in the background. Looking quite
She's suggestive. Making it happen.
She is.
Straight out of Hawaii's.
Voluptuous.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She has an OnlyFans page, in case anyone wants to do research at home. Just saying. I haven't checked it out, but I hear things, and they're good. Things are good. I also saw Chris Weidman is returning at UFC 292 to fight Brad Tavares.
Okay.
And Chris's last fight was April 21st of 2021. I think it was against Uriah Hall when he fucking horrifically broke his leg. So a good, what, 2.5 year layoff? That's a tough fight back, no?
It is. I think that'll be... I don't know. I don't like his chances. And he had a lot of knee problems and stuff too. I mean, I just, that those, tough, you know, those wheels are a little, you know, wobbly, Warren. I would say. And he's a longtime wrestler. So, you know, tough as shit, but dude, that's, you know, father time and lots of injuries. I think that's tough.
Yeah. I just wonder if he could, I don't know if he was considered retired and out of the testing pool. So he could just allegedly juice up like Conor McGregor to heal. But I feel like if you've had that kind of a significant leg injury, the Anderson Silva, Conor McGregor, Chris Weidman, the late Corey Hill, you should be able to juice the fuck up and get yourself back to normal. Cause I don't even know what the fuck normal is. Cause these guys never seem to come back to 100%. So is he 80%? I don't know, but I tell you what, if I'm fighting any of these guys, I'm fucking attacking that leg. I'm going to test that leg. I'm going to oblique kick that knee. I'm a son of a bitch. I'm going after that. But I think that's a smart strategy. You have to test them and see if they are physically and mentally ready to be in a fucking MMA fight where that leg is going to get tested and see where they're at, you know? So. Yep. That's so wild. It's so sketchy, but I'm intrigued to see all these guys come back and see.
We'll see how it goes, right?
Yeah. Cause I don't even know if Connor's coming back. Cause we keep, no fight's been announced and Dana White was kind of shrugging that one off of, you know, if he doesn't come back, I don't know. We've got other guys that are like Conor McGregor.
Yeah, like
who? Like, oh well, I don't know about that, because then I'm gonna share this with you and we can kind of talk about this. So I don't know what this guy's name is. You can read it. He's on Twitter. He said, here are the top 18 selling pay-per-views across all combat sports, and here we go. Conor McGregor has headlined 9 out of the 18 of them. It's fucking insane. I gotta make this a little bit bigger.
So he has the number 2 in boxing.
Yeah. So Mayweather Pacquiao is 4.6 million. Mayweather McGregor 4.3. And then number 3 is Khabib versus McGregor at 2.4. And then you keep going down. Poirier McGregor 2, 1.6. Diaz McGregor 2, 1.6. Poirier versus McGregor 3, 1.5. McGregor versus Cerrone, 1.35. McGregor versus Diaz, 1.31. Alvarez versus McGregor, 1.3. But I mean, you get it. And then Aldo versus McGregor, 1.2. It's insane.
That's like a lot of pay-per-views. Yeah.
Fucking 9 over a million.
That is a lot.
And 9 in the top 18. He's 50% of the top 18 combat sports pay-per-views of fucking all time. It's insane. But I'm sure the UFC has plenty of Conor McGregor's. No worries.
Oh yeah,
man. That's just telling you they're fucking phoning it in, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have a big superstar. Even John Jones, who came back, right? Like he's not
on that list. He's drawing not, like that. He's drawing, no, but
not that
not kind over of a million. No.
So I think it's a tough sell, and to be able to do it in multiple sports, pretty impressive.
Yeah. So. And I think part of that too, is just because he's bringing pretty much all of Ireland to all his fights. Remember like how crazy like Vegas would get with all the Irish fans going berserker and holy fuck, man. And then who did he have singing for him? It's like some Irish singer.
Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah.
No. Was it?
I think so.
Yeah, it was.
Like doing a walkout song for one of his fights. Like it was insane. And I don't know if you're ever going to see another fighter like that. That's going to draw and just. Because everyone that's trying to come up is basically doing a bad impression of Connor. Yeah, not everyone, but that's who they're trying to emulate. And it just doesn't work because you either got it or you don't. It was never an act. That was Connor's just being Connor.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if he fights. I'm kind of doubting that he's going to fight in the UFC now. and almost thinking he's going to do some kind of one-off boxing against maybe Diaz or maybe one of the Pauls. Hard to say.
I could see that. Well, segueing over to Diaz, you know, that makes a lot of sense because he's talking about this whole zero tolerance issue of marijuana in Texas. He's like, hey, I'm not going to change what I'm doing. So you're going to either have to move the fight or, you know, I don't know that they could still have it in Texas, but it would be a no contest. You got it. Okay. Nice. Exactly. We're going to have to move states. Exactly. But yeah. I think they could still have it in Texas. It might just end up being a no contest after he wins and tests positive for, you know, metabolites, high volumes of metabolites.
Yeah, because I don't even know how they're testing, right? Are they doing blood? Are they doing urine? And you remember back in the day, they never got those fucking tests right because that shit stays in your system forever. It's not a good way to measure anything. And once again, you should only be measuring people if they're impaired on the night of the fight. You heard me. The night of the fight of the night, whatever it is. Right before they're going to fight, that's when you test them, right? You do like, I don't know what it is, like the drunk sobriety test. However you're going to do that. It has to be a physical. Like, can you walk this straight line? Can you
I think
you
just put a box of Twinkies in front of them and go, and wait, are you going to eat these?
Big bowl of ice cream. Yeah. You like them in chocolate chips?
Uh-huh. I do like this? It. Are you hungry?
You like the double stuff Oreo? You like the Fruity Pebbles? I could go out of that. You like the cheese-filled pretzels? I just found those the other day.
Oh, Jesus.
Those are the devil. And they have peanut butter ones too. Double devil.
Wow. Dip those in chocolate.
Oh, stop it, Ingo. See, now we're going to go off the rails. You know, like, you're giving me too many ideas. Like, fuck. But trying to walk up the steps, like, you're doing some kind of high rise walk. This is crazy talk. Because sometimes it's such a steep decline and it feels like I'm walking down steps and it's a incline that's 180 degrees. Like, it's so scary. I just like to stay in the basement.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah. Don't ever leave.
I try not to. And then I think it was it last week or the week before we had talked about Gordon Ryan and all the issues he was having. So he posted a picture, which I would not have posted, of his post-hospital stay. So you could see, here's him all natty.
Wow. Yeah.
Huge. All the juices in post hospital.
He still got it. Like, you can see it. He's just like, how long was he in the hospital?
I think 40 days.
Oh, yeah. I think it'll come back.
Well, yeah, you juice right back up. But fuck, man, that is like, would you lose 30, 40 pounds of fucking meat?
Yeah, definitely. He's still lean, but yeah, he's shrunk down. You know, the body atrophies quickly, like a couple.
Oh,
like
it's no joke.
2 to 3 days,
a couple weeks,
and it starts to atrophy. You know, so.
And he was probably total bed rest, couldn't do anything for 40 days. Goodbye. Couldn't shoot his steroids up. And hopefully he comes back because it sounded like it was pretty significant shit going on. What else is going on out there?
I have 3 KOs I'm going to share. I don't know if it's time yet for that. So are we there?
Go ahead. I'll jump in. And
okay.
KO of the week. Let's do some.
My old jiu-jitsu friend Lyndon on Facebook posted this. This was a fight in Russia over the weekend. Hopefully it doesn't get us banned. But Black Trunks is in mount.
Oh, yeah.
Looking like he's winning and eats a nice left hook. And it's good night from the bottom. I haven't seen one of these in quite a while. Here's a different angle. Good night.
Yeah, you got to appreciate all the sponsored glued onto him.
Yes, exactly. And then I also have Greg Hardy over the weekend had a little boxing match. Did you see this? Didn't go well for him.
Yeah, it didn't fare well. He looked a little overweight.
What is he
wearing on his legs? Compression pants,
I think so. Yeah,
or a boxer. What the fuck are we doing, Greg?
And then my favorite, because just because I love it when people celebrate and it goes to bite them in the ass. Here's a Muay Thai event from a couple days ago, before the Memorial Day, I found. Here's a 16-year-old in the red trunks taunting.
This guy usually goes well.
Yeah, he's like doing a lot. He's like, what's up? What's up? Are we doing this? What's happening? So I shouldn't have given it away. But anyways, the title says it all.
Well, you get it.
You know, there's a lot of taunting. And this guy in the black trunks or blue.
He's firing like, wild, the red guy.
I'm good. I'm just going to wait. You know, take it
hands
easy.
Hands down low.
And then it's lights out. See you later.
And then the guy should have, and on the way out.
I love it when
a plan comes together.
Well, yeah, when you're all cocky and full of yourself and then shit hits the fan.
Fuck yeah.
Quickly. A little dose of reality.
That's right. And now I add a couple in. So you have Charles Oliveira with a nice judo throw KO.
Oh, nice.
That's one. I think I have four.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
You got a whole list.
Going right into them. Like, I want the sound on this one, so we're going to just fucking go for it.
Do it. Oh, damn.
That's a crazy spinning back fist. That's ouch. Two.
That's ouch.
Yeah. That one, like, it hurt my parents' feelings.
Yeah.
And no, three was that one you pulled up. And then four is this one here. I want sound because sometimes you got to have sound.
Oh my God. What is about to happen?
An elephant not too happy. Don't take my picture, biatch. Biatch. And then I saw this fun pick, which was interesting. Show this.
Oh, nice.
Fucking Verdum, Schwarzenegger, and Wanderlei Silva. I assume this is Venice Beach.
It looks like
working out outside. That's where Arnold usually works out. Fucking Arnold is 75 years old, by the way.
Still looking swole.
Yeah, but he looks the smallest out of the three because everyone else can juice up crazy still. Verdum is so sauced up. We saw that the other week, and then it's like Wanderlei is still.
I always thought Wanderlei was shorter. I didn't realize he was that tall.
Yeah, there's rumors on like how tall Schwarzenegger is because I think they were listing him at 6'2", and then other places said he's really 5'10". So I think it's the Joe Rogan debate of how tall is he. I'm like, goddamn, Joe Rogan is short as fuck to the point where I was afraid to stand next to him.
Yeah,
felt like 5'3".
He's tiny.
Yeah, he's pocket Hercules. So that's just a weird combo. I don't know if those guys were all like training together,
just hanging around,
but pretty cool. And then I'll do one more. I saw Marius Pujanowski. I don't know if they, if Russia was doing some kind of multiple fights in the night kind of thing. Cause I saw two fights from, and I'll show the first one where he had a sweet KO. So you see him coming in and
oh, nice.
Clunk.
Yeah.
Drops that guy. And then I'm assuming this is the second one. Don't know if it's the same fight, same night, same card. Sure looks like it. We got to turn the sound off. But the Pooj looks a little tired in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Sure he's not purple. But a phantom punch hits him. I didn't see a punch.
He just got tired. The wind knocked him out.
Yeah. That happens.
He's a big Kimbo boy,
slice,
man.
Dot of 5,000.
Yeah.
I thought I had a Kimbo fucking thing in here. That's weird. I did not put that in here. Maybe it's in Tweedle Week. Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, I just have like some knowledge to share.
Okay, I'll just keep going. I got just a handful of other things. So Mark Coleman posted an update because he was talking about doing that celebrity boxing match. He said, it's a wrap. I quit. The trolls had a little bit to do with it. That may be us. But when my fans let me know I was too old, too fair, too slow, no skill, amateur hour, I surrendered to my fans that were, Jesus Christ, Mark, use some punctuation, that were part of me. A part of me still thinks I can do it. The final straw was my family tell me to stop. Shane, embarrassing. I feel alone, but I got my higher power. Everything will be all right. Sober is cool. Carnivore diet, blah, blah, blah. So he's not going to fight, basically, in crazy terms. And we have, yeah, that's probably for the better, right?
I would say yes.
We have an update from the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Mm-hmm. David Feldman talking about BKFC 41 said, we anticipated to do more pay-per-views than we did. We still did good. We did six figures in pay-per-views. Pay-per-views, yeah. A little north of six figures, which was very, very good for us. We projected to do almost double that, though. And actually, I just got a report in today that says they found 734,000 legal streams from that event. So I'm not even pissed off. That's 734,000 people that watched this event on top of the people that bought it. We had north of 1 million people in the United States watch this event live. Unbelievable for us. Where the fuck are they getting that number from of illegal streamers? How the fuck can you figure out we had in such an obscure number, 734,000?
I have no clue. I think that that's a made up number. Seriously. I mean, there's no way to know that. Like, how would you possibly know?
You can't know because you don't even know who they are. So you wouldn't know what the number is.
And if you knew, then you'd be able to shut them down. So this wouldn't be a problem. So I call bullshit on the whole thing. He's making it up just to make it sound good, you know.
100%. And then we have some footage of Hezbollah riding his motor pickle.
I mean, what a life this guy has. He gets to do all the cool shit.
I know. I just want to set him loose in like an office building setting with the little motor pickle. Let him ram into people. New little tweet of the week.
All right.
Oh, here we go. This is what I was talking about. Thought I had it. Here it is. May 31st, 2008. Kimbo Slice lands a right hook against James Thompson. That causes his ear to explode on national television. We were just talking about that a few weeks ago.
We were. I saw that live, and I was like, "Oh, that looks bad. That
was crazy." Really bad.
So,
and then we saw President Biden eat shit the other day. He took a little spill. And then Joe Rogan reposted this. <It's> like, the internet is the greatest worst thing that's ever happened. Can't talk to a man when he's down, Joe.
Oh God. He cannot run for president again.
No, he can't even run now. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I think we're at Knowledge. What do you got for Knowledge?
Well, it's golf season, Matt, and I have a little golf swing tutorial I wanted to get your feedback on. Let me refresh this.
Here we go.
Just to see what happens.
Oh, fuck yeah. No way. This is CGI. No way her stroke is that good.
I don't know. I call bullshit, but yeah, I an A for effort on that one, I'll say.
Fuck yeah, I like that. I want to think about that later. And here's a cool thing. This is not an official product, but Danny Trejo posted this. You can get my little daddy, little fucking Danny Trejo. His beautiful dark hair glistens and smells just like tacos, and includes a machete that doubles as a fucking comb. So you can comb out his hair.
It's perfect.
That's fucking cool. I wish that was a real thing, but apparently an artist made that for him. And that's his little thing. And I'll close it on this. This is the correct way, if you're lifting weights and you're in the gym, to spot a female.
I'm ready.
You see a girl or a lady, she's trying to do pull-ups. It's not working out for her. So you treat her like a bowling ball. You help her up and help her down. Uh-huh. See how many she pulled off? She got a good three in.
Yeah.
And solid. I think he got a good three in too.
He probably did. Yeah. It's a win-win for everyone.
No, let's just shut down. Before it goes any more south.
Good Lord. All righty. That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.
Use my link to install Raid and new players will get a bunch of bonuses.